Is Donald Trump in danger? Secret Service is imploding, according to WND. It's been weeks of eye-popping Secret Service scandals with lapses in security that jeopardize the very safety of President Trump and his family. And now a veteran agent who guarded former President Obama blames the terrible management class in the agency. First, a fence jumper carrying two cans of mace roamed the grounds. This is incredible. For 10 to 17 minutes, almost 20 minutes, this guy was roaming the grounds and rattled the doorknob of the White House as Secret Service agents ignored alarms. They ignored the alarms. You know, just recently, Kim.com was tweeting that Trump is in danger. And now we have WND reporting that the Secret Service is imploding. Okay, so then we have then an agent left the laptop computer containing the floor plans for Trump Tower in her car in New York City, and a thief made off with the sensitive information. Fast forward. Next, two agents snapped selfies with Trump's sleeping 8-year-old grandson inside a Secret Service vehicle in New York Sunday. Also, on the same day, a guest claimed he snuck by the Secret Service and managed to take a photo of himself inside President Trump's Mar-a-Lago study. One day forward, on Monday, it was reported the Secret Service is permanently removing Agent Carrie O'Grady from her position after she publicly stated she wouldn't take a bullet for President Trump. These breaches are very alarming. What in the world is going on with the Secret Service? They're losing right now. Their best and brightest. It's a tidal wave of attrition, said Bogneo, who once protected Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama. They're having a significant brain drain in the Secret Service, and it's leading to an experience vacuum. He said the Secret Service has a substandard White House security plan, and it's outdated by at least two decades. The times have changed. The Secret Service upper-level management needs to change with it, he said. You have a group of essentially largely sclerotic men and women running the agency who are doing the same thing they did 20 years ago, with a few band-aids here and there, temporary fixes to big, huge gaping wounds, sticking band-aids on these wounds. And they're wondering why we're getting a series of these incidents. Back to back to back. Several breaches of security. Is Trump in danger? That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on.